Free Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. We start things out this hour by going to the phone calls. It's Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Dennis.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the podcast with your awesome interview with this guy, Robert Menard.
From Saturday, yes.
Yeah, he's the guy who managed to somehow, like a ninja, evade the system, which is very cool.
He's a Jedi. You do not know.
Yeah, totally. I have this wonderful, like boy fantasy of being a Jedi. Like, no, cop, you must, you know, I am not the droid you're looking for. It'd be
right.
So awesome. But one of the things that he was talking about, you asked a great question, like, how do we short-circuit this whole annoying thing of having to elect people and fix the laws, assuming we don't want to have laws over us? And he talked about firing your representatives, and he gave some, like, quick way you can somehow do that, which is, I guess, sort of how he became a free man or something.
Well, his example doesn't really apply. Apparently, on his website, and I think he mentioned it on the air, but definitely on his site, he points out that, at least in his area of Canada, I don't know if this is across Canada, and I'm sure some of our Canadian listeners could verify, but he claims that when a representative is elected, they send out a piece of mail to every single, I guess, registered voter, or maybe every single person in their district, essentially announcing, "Hi, I'm your representative." And his suggestion is that they will be your representative unless you write them back and say, no, you're not. And obviously, we don't get those letters here in America, so I don't know if that would really apply.
And he mentioned that the underpinnings that made that the case was that he was operating under a common law system. And it turns out that is one of the differences between Canada and the U.S., as I understand that. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm sort of, I have to deal with them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., we have a corporate law system. And it just kind of jogged my mind. One of the last acts of Richard Marple before he was unelected, who was a state rep here in New Hampshire, was he drafted some legislation that would recreate the common law court system, which would do all sorts of wacky curveballs to the government, including, if the thing passed, which it didn't, would have been to enable people here to do a lot of the same tricks that Menard did, because it's all based on the notion of common law. And it was actually picked up. It was co-sponsored by a couple of other what we would call A reps, like people who pretty much vote freedom and liberty every single time.
Right.
Went ahead and put their name on it, so it would go forward, even though Marple himself didn't get reelected.
Isn't he in a special election soon? Like,
he is in a special election. I think it's coming up in another month or two. It's in June, I think. They're going to, he will be running for
I hope he makes it back in. Now, I also don't know a lot about law, and I shouldn't have to know a lot about law to get on in my life. But as I understand it, common law doesn't go away. But the court system, as you point out, is a corporate law situation where essentially, you know, the government has incorporated itself, whatever the heck that means. I really don't know what it means. But you'll see, like, different cities they've incorporated
right.
In 1797 or whatever. And, you know, the government is essentially some sort of a municipal corporation, and they write these corporate laws, which everyone is presumably subject to, which they've somehow consented to. And again, this comes into this whole concept of a social contract, and it's all somehow tied in together. But Menard, I think, would point out that, you know, that the common law doesn't go away just because there are courts that are operating under corporate law. You just simply withdraw your consent from the system as much as you possibly can. And then, you know, when a bureaucrat wants to engage you, you go ahead and engage them in discussion, just unending levels of discussion, and never get to the point of conflict. And
it all gets so mumble jumbly to me. Now you're talking like some of the state reps. It's really freaky, Ian.
Well, you know, it's a fascinating concept. You know, the idea that basically when a government sends a notice to you to appear in front of them or whatever their demands are, there are usually only three ways that people respond, and there are usually only three ways that bureaucrats are used to people responding. They either pay the fine, or they ignore it, or they take it to court. They contest it. And he's saying that, you know, if you just take it to court, then you've entered into conflict with these people, and then you're playing by their rules. He's suggesting that there's a fourth option that, of course, they don't tell you about. You know, sort of like how the judges don't tell people about jury nullification. He says there's this fourth option of discussion. They're giving you this notice. This is an offer to do so-and-so, an offer to agree to do so-and-so for these bureaucrats. And you're just simply writing them back saying, well, here's my offer, and I would like you to answer some questions before I go ahead and do what, you know, what you're requesting of me to do. And you just go back and forth with them, and they'll eventually give up on you because you're just too much of a, you're just too difficult for them. They want someone who's going to be a pushover. They want someone who's going to either ignore them, pay the fine, or take it to court, where inevitably they're going to lose, most likely.
Either that or they send their ninjas to smite you.
Yeah, there you go. Dennis, any other thoughts?
That's it.
Thanks,
later, guys.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, what Robert Menard is doing is definitely outside of the box. But he's, I think he's very right to point out that there may very well be things out there in this legal system of ours that we don't know about. You know, these lawyers wrote all the rules, so maybe there are some rules that they just didn't tell you about in government high school. Maybe there are some things that when it says there are three options on the back of the ticket, maybe there is something else you can do. They just don't want to tell you about what those things are. Why would they? It would put their power in jeopardy, wouldn't it?
I don't know. It's all so strange to me.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. If you have any comments on that whole concept, the concept of basically turning the bureaucrats' methods around on them. They say that the way you can figure out what your enemy's worst, what their weakness is, your enemy's weaknesses, is you examine the things that they use to threaten you. And so the weapons of the bureaucrats are notices and demands and, you know, you must do this and paperwork. Mm-hmm. So you just send more paperwork to them.
They've got the guns, though.
They do have the guns. And that is what it comes down to, isn't it? All right. So we were going to talk about I had an email. This one from Nick. He says, first off, I must take a moment to thank you both for your devotion and effort in promoting the ideals that I feel are deep-rooted in most Americans, regardless of their awareness of them.
You're welcome.
You both do a great service to those who listen to your show, and that deserves recognition. I first heard your show on a Saturday night, several months ago, while driving home from work. Something struck a chord. And I can't say just what it was, but your topics of discussion seemed so relevant. Not just the mindless droning that's so prevalent on talk radio now.
Oh, yeah, this politician does this, and those
right.
That political party does that.
Damn those liberals! Damn those conservatives! Whatever. I've since been downloading the podcast daily and listening whenever I have a chance. So that's kind of interesting. We've taken a listener, and he found us on the radio and now listens during the week. Probably the only reason he isn't listening during the week on his radio station is because they don't carry us during the week.
I have an email on just that sort of progression.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. I have a comment and story regarding the discussion of consumer debt the other night. First of all, the caller, one of your callers, suggesting that there was a way to weasel yourself out of debt is a thief. I'm an adamant believer in personal accountability, i.e., if you get it, pay for it. The idea of using some loophole to absolve yourself of debt that was assumed by yourself is, to put it lightly, theft. If you want to get out of debt, there's one way to do it, and that is pay your bills. The library is filled with hundreds of books with strategies and plans to get your personal finances in order. Read one, or many. Find the plan that will work for you and follow it. You are where you are because of you. Second, a story regarding credit card debt. I'm 32 years old, and I work with a guy that's only 25. He has over $40,000 in credit card debt.
40 grand at 25.
In addition... Wow. To $10,000 to $15,000 in student loans.
He needs to buy A Kid's Journey. Somebody should have bought it for him when he was younger.
Well, that's not the approach he's going to take. He's given up on his debts. And this is where I lose my mind, says our emailer, due to my beliefs regarding personal accountability. I saw him making a to-do list one day. One of the top items was to contact a lawyer. I questioned him as to why he would need a lawyer, as I know several. He responded that he needed to file bankruptcy because he had just stopped paying his bills months earlier. Yet he consistently spends in excess of $600 a week going out with his friends. How fast could his debt be paid off if he only stayed at home, brought his own lunch, and didn't buy a plasma television just for the Super Bowl? How much indeed? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Whether it's debt or whatever you want to talk about, you take control. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. April 26, 2007, spot gold $675.70 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $696.66, $350.72 for half ounce and $175.39 for quarter ounce coins. That's $696.66. $350.72 and $175.39. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free. At 800-259-9231, that's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including the updates. You just get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Appropriately enough, we're talking about financial literacy. Got an email in. We'll continue that in a moment. But April happens to be Financial Literacy Month. So give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 1-800-657-5066. You know, it's never too late to become financially literate. Never too late. Even if you've gotten yourself into mountains of debt, understanding the concepts of assets and liabilities and investments and all those things, it's really important. And unfortunately, most parents weren't taught it in government school, so they don't know enough to teach their kids about it unless they happen to go on their own to learn these things. And so we're talking again about financial literacy. Nick in Indianapolis has emailed in. Nick's 32. He works with a guy that's 25. The guy that's 25 has $40,000 in credit card debt.
Mm.
He has $15,000 in student loans and has given up on them. In fact, he was apparently asking Nick for some advice on finding a lawyer to go through the bankruptcy process because he just doesn't want to pay his bills.
Can you bankrupt student loan debt?
I have no idea.
Government backed debt, so I'm not sure that you can bankrupt that.
Are all student loans government backed?
Most of them, I'd say, probably are. It's very difficult to get loans.
I'm not a bankruptcy attorney.
Yeah. It's very difficult, as I understand it, from talking to students that I work with. It's very difficult to get a private loan mm-hmm. from banks and things like that. And it has the interest rate is higher, so most people go government loans.
Got it. Well, I don't know. If you are a student and you know the answer, that would be wonderful at 800-259-9231. But anyway, as he points out, he's just stopped paying his bills, but constantly spends $600 a week or more just going out with his friends.
That's a lot of money. $600
yeah, sure
a week? That's crazy.
Well, you know, beer, cigarettes, strippers, I mean, it adds up over time. Anyway, how fast could his debt be paid off if he just stayed at home, brought his own lunch, didn't buy a plasma TV just for the Super Bowl? Needless to say, this type of behavior is that of only one person, a bureaucrat. Sorry, I'm just losing my mind recalling the story in my head. He says, I appreciate the show and hope you guys continue for many years to come. So, anyway, the question is, what is wrong with people? Why is it that they do this? I guess it's because the government provides them the out. I guess it's because they know that that bankruptcy exists, and they know that they can just rack up all this debt and then just make it disappear. Sure, there's some negative fallout from it. You know, your credit gets hurt for, what, 7 years or something mm-hmm. like that? But then it goes back to zero, doesn't it?
Yep.
And then you get a clean slate, so you've just charged up a bunch of credit cards, bought a bunch of crap, and
well, they've changed
slate.
The bankruptcy laws now, and they're much more stringent than they were a couple of years ago.
Well, that's good.
A lot of people were, charging things up, buying big screen TVs and cars and stuff like that, and then, you know, just jumping out on their responsibilities, so...
I guess in some cases they do have to, I guess when you go through bankruptcy, you do have to give up some of your stuff, right? Don't you have to sell it, like fire sale?
It depends on the situation. So in a lot of cases, no.
So you could keep the plasma TV?
I don't know about the plasma TV. I don't have experience in that area. But
I guess you can claim
cases,
you don't have it anymore.
In some cases, the answer is no.
Right, and I'm sure if you know the bankruptcy system and you know how to work it, you can make it so you can just claim that, well, you don't have those things anymore, when in fact they're in a storage locker somewhere else, and you just go through the proceedings, get all the debt wiped away, and then get your stuff back. Anyway, it's disgusting. Just the lack of financial understanding.
And personal responsibility.
Well, there are two things that are absolutely intertwined. And, I like talking about it on Free Talk Live because it helps people maybe get a clue.
And it's a real problem. It's a major problem.
Why do you say that?
Well, I work with a lot of kids, and when I hear them talking about what kind of debt they've got and what kind of spending habits they have, it just blows my mind.
When you say kids?
Well, I don't really mean children, obviously. I'm talking college students and teenagers ages 18 to 25. I know a girl, and she has $30,000 in school loans alone, and she's not done yet.
Mm.
She spends, you know, she goes out on the weekend, drinks beer, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And her attitude about money is, well, money is just, you know, it's just money. And having fun is important. And it costs money to have fun.
Right.
So I'll just pay it off later.
Well, you know, when you decide you're going to pay it off later, there's a lot of interest that builds in the process.
Oh,
I don't
think
they understand it.
Yeah, they just don't get it.
I think that you can have fun now and still not rack up a bunch of debt. You're just going to kind of watch out.
Yeah, exactly. That's
well, if you're going to school, if you don't have you know, parents who are going to bankroll that for you, there's no way you can avoid racking that sort of debt up. And I think you pointed out off the air that this particular person is going to school for sociology, which means that she's going to have a college degree in something that you really can't get a job in.
It's like art.
Unless you get a teaching job.
Yeah.
That's really the only way that you can capitalize.
Well, colleges are really good at turning out teachers.
Yeah, and you're right. People just don't have a clue as to how powerful these interest payments can be. Okay, it's $30,000 in debt, meaning that's what your principal is. But what's that $30,000 going to be 20 years down the line? I don't know what
60?
The payback on a college loan. What's the length of time? You know, a house, it's usually 15 or 30 years, mostly 30 years for many loans.
Mm-hmm.
What's a college loan?
I have no idea, but my dad is still paying off his college loan, and he's in his 50s.
Didn't he go to college late, though?
Well, he started college when he was young, and then he continued when in young 40s. So it's been 10 years.
So I know that when you buy a house, you get that little truth in loan sheet that shows you your original loan amount, say $150,000 or whatever. You can even buy houses for that these days. I guess you can now that the price is dropping. But your original loan amount and then the number of years you're going to be paying. And at the end, if you pay the required payment every single month for
like
30
triple.
Years... it will be at least double, if not 2.5 times, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more, what your original loan amount was, meaning you're paying at least twice as much in just interest alone. So not only are you paying back the original amount, or in this case for $30,000, I bet you that'll turn into $60,000, maybe even $70,000.
A lot of student loans can be very low. I'm not saying that I recommend student loans, but they can be a little lower because of their government.
Because they're subsidized.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, you're still going to be paying through the teeth later, you know, if you wait till later.
Well, why would somebody who doesn't know anything about money and doesn't really care about money just think, oh, it's just a couple of dollars here and there or whatever, why would they, like, interest payments don't concern them because they're not so concerned about money. And I think the mentality is that, well, when I get a job with my college degree, I'll be making $40,000 a year, so I'll be able to pay that debt off in 2 years, and it'll be easy. But
yeah, but by
not.
by that time, then they've got a car payment to make.
And a house
and
or rent.
To pay or house payment.
Yeah, I never got a college degree, and I'm not taking a job for $40,000 a year.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. They don't realize what's coming in the future, and then they get loaded down with several instances of debt, and they can't get out. Well, they can, they just don't know how, and they're not interested in it. They just want to drink some more beer. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. You, Tegan, here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, live streams included. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th at Porkfest. You'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project and attend leadership and activist training seminars, as well as talk with New Hampshire natives and those who have made the move. So register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Max in the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Max.
Hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Right. A couple of things I couldn't get to it yesterday because it was at the end of the show. Number of things, actually. One of the first things is actually that I thought, and it seems to be common understanding, that to burn a flag is a terrible thing, the United States flag, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's actually in the United States Code of Legislation, if you like, that it's actually the way to render the end of a fitting emblem for display, i.e. a flag, is to destroy it in a dignified way and preferably by burning. And
that's
that
true.
Is... Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. It's, as the board op said, it's hidden in plain sight. All the laws are there. People bother to read them. And some of the stuff I've discovered following research from listening to Mr. Maynard that you had on there from Canada.
Yes, Robert Maynard.
Okay. Yeah. I've been looking. I spent a week now, pretty much, 12 hours a day, doing research into U.S. legislation, etc., and codes and historical facts and what have you.
Okay.
And it is a corporate United States. When they talk of the Constitution, it's pretty much all down to a corporate level. The states
are all corporate.
Wait,
what does that mean? I mean, when someone says it's a corporate United States, what does it mean when the United States incorporates? What does that mean?
Okay, there's two ways. The common thinking is that to incorporate, you have to register a corporation through the government. You know, that's the common understanding. To incorporate isn't necessarily that, especially in common law. You can incorporate as an entity in a legal perspective if you want to, and have it registered, if you like, with the U.S. Corporations List or whatever it may be. However, to incorporate just means to bring together into one under one kind of formal structure. So therefore, for example, we have something similar in the UK, obviously from Great Britain and what have you. We have common law, what have you. And I've been looking into the UK constitution as well. And it looks at the fact that you can have municipalities which are incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that means that they've been given pretty much common law or royal charter to incorporate, become a formalized body of an area. And therefore to be have the benefits and protections of a incorporated body, if you like. And
is that why bureaucrats have what they call sovereign immunity, because they're essentially working for this corporation, the city or the state, that they can't be sued, sort of like officers of a corporation?
Complicated in that respect. There's various sets of laws, as for what I can understand, that cover that. Yes, you can have an officer an immunity as officer of a sovereign item, a sovereign entity, which is possibly under, depending how you say you were to attack them in a point of law, that it might be able to cover themselves under something like that. But they would also be able to cover themselves under the fact that the regulations, i.e. the terms of entity within that formalized corporation or incorporation, municipality, etc., would be that the rules governing, you know, all these codes of legislation would be that to protect themselves, they are free from prosecution in those cases. I've looked at one thing.
Just the corporate rules. Like, if you don't like the corporate rules, too bad, screw you, you can't prosecute the bureaucrats.
Well, yeah, this goes kind of, as I said, it goes kind of pretty much into what Robert Menard was saying, in that if you accept, a contract is a two-way thing. There's got to be someone that's offering something, someone to receive something.
Yeah, every contract I've ever gotten into is definitely a two-way thing. The offer was made. I accepted the offer, and you have to understand the offer before you can truly accept it.
Exactly. But if you don't protest it, legal terms maybe, but if you don't protest it or deny it or rescind it, however, then it's taken as an assent. It's taken as the quietness in your voice or not doing anything with it means that you're agreeing to it tacitly.
That's not the way most contracts work, but it is the way the legal system presumes.
It is exactly the way that they're able to catch everyone into this thing. And then you've got a deeper element to this in the fact that it's been so intrinsically, I don't know, enmeshed into everything and anything, using, you know, blowing people's minds or making, a lot of people can't comprehend this, so therefore when they set up a business, they do go and think, okay, I've got to get a license. And they get a license from the state. And as soon as you get a license from the so-called state or the corporate body,
you're subject to
their
rules.
You're now governed by their rules. Whether you know them or not, it's your duty to look them up or to refuse them. And then as you do that as a business, obviously then if you have employees, well, hang on, you're bound by their rules now. So you've got to follow all their rules and you've got to take on your employees and you've got to take on these social security numbers. If not, you're opening yourself to their legal system. It is pretty much an us and them situation, and it is so enmeshed in your society and over here too, and
Mark,
in Canada.
Hold on a second. Mark looks confused.
I'm just wondering how it is that we engendered this responsibility because the company incorporated.
Who engendered what responsibility? Say we,
to be able to get the social security numbers, that kind of thing.
You don't have to have a social security number.
You don't.
Okay.
But no, you don't. But one would have been issued for you at the time of birth. The doctors that, you know, they like people to go into a hospital and I've looked at this partly as well. You've got to go in hospital. You've got to have a birth in the hospital. You can't have one at home. And if you do have one at home, you've got to have a registered, licensed practitioner there to deliver the baby.
Mm-hmm.
If they then have a licensed person there, whether in hospital or outside, they have a duty, because they're an officer of the government by way of a license, et cetera, of their
right. It's
business,
the rules they practice. Have to follow.
Exactly. So therefore, they have to register what's called a record of live birth. I was reading about this not so long ago. A record of live birth, which means that, there you go, that has been another item produced, if you like, and so that has got to go in the register of the United States corporation.
Right, so the only way to actually have a kid outside of the system is to not involve the hospitals, not involve one of these registered home nurses or whatever, and just do a home birth, which is what some people we know have actually done, and their kids, as a result, are completely off the map.
Completely, exactly. And if they're completely off the map, then obviously they're not fully bound, unless they wish to acknowledge that they'll accept the terms, tacit terms or however, or even very frank terms of engaging into the, if you like, the corporate environment, which seems to be that everyone, oh, that's the government, that's our people, that's our society. It isn't necessarily. The other thing is, as a social security number does get registered, if it does go through that process, that it will get registered up anyway. Some kind of security number will be identified for that entity that was born, for that record of live birth. And that's the one that you will be, because I think you're obligated to, from about within the first 5 years or after the kid is 5 years old, you have to then, you've got to register it. Otherwise, you'd be in deep trouble, et cetera, et cetera. That's another little one of these legislative things that compel people to, I've got to register this kid now. I've got to get that social security number.
Sure, and then they use terms like you must, as Robert Menard had suggested, yeah, which doesn't really mean what you think it means.
Exactly. It means an offer. It is an offer. I'm shocked by what I've read in this last week, and I've studied really hard. I used to be in research and development, and I've been using my researching skills to look up some of this stuff, and some of the legislation as well. I find it quite curious, actually. When I've come to something that seems to be very, very critical, then when you click on the link to go and find the further in-depth or history of that or the full text of it, it then says this link is not capable to be found, etc.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, basically, these lawyers have created this system that is so intricate and so detailed that everybody has been so effectively brainwashed to believe that they must be participants in it, when in fact it is all, according to, you know, the research you've done and Robert Menard at thinkfree.ca has done, when in fact all of it is voluntary. Yes, there are still men out there with guns. And Max, thank you for the call. There are still men out there with guns, and they will do scary, dangerous, violent things to you if you don't volunteer into their system. But the fact still remains. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor, and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, then buy some stuff at store.freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of neat new products that are for sale in a pre-order phase right now, though I was talking with our store manager, Johnson, today. And he told me that he's getting ready to place the orders for those pre-ordered products. So shouldn't be too much longer before you'll have them in your hot little hand. So get over there, place your pre-order now at store.freetalklive.com. We've got the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget, which is going to have, first of all, it's going to have an FM tuner in it, which we paid a little bit extra for. And the it also has, of course, 2 gigabytes of space as a flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an MP3 player. And it's also, oh gosh,
e-book reader?
Voice recorder. And voice it's an reader. E-book reader,
yep,
as well. So all of that for less than $60, you can't beat that price anywhere. And it's only available through our store. It's store.freetalklive.com. Not to mention all the other cool clothing items like the Free Talk Live hoodies, which were in high demand, the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirts. Also, people love the Free Marketeer logo, which doesn't have really anything to do with Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live isn't anywhere on the Free Marketeer products. It's just a cool-looking logo, and so people wanted it on a T-shirt. Now they have that, too. The Free Talk Live beanie cap, the Free Talk Live lighter and bottle opener combo, and a retractable lanyard, all for sale right now. Plus all the old great products like our classic archive DVD collector sets and the original Free Talk Live T-shirts and more. All there. Store.freetalklive.com. So then, whether it's common law or whether it's monetary, fiscal responsibility, or whatever's on your mind, you take control at 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to the email box, Mark, and I guess an email about the different types of Free Talk Live listeners. Because we had one guy email in who said he just happened to discover the show one night on his local radio station,
mm-hmm,
and it caught his notice. And eventually, he turned into a full 18-hour-a-week consumer of Free Talk Live. There's a process there, isn't there?
There, well, you know, so it's outlined in this email by Trent. I was considering the unique culture you guys seem to have created with the show based on how much people have listened and who they agree with. I've come up with a neat little chart that reflects this. First level, skimmers. Their listening time 0 to 3 hours a week. These are the listeners who listen to the show while driving because it's on the preset station in their car. Or they are listeners who are looking for something to fill their iPod up. They generally listen to with half an ear and remain on the stage until they listen with their whole brain for about 1 minute. Then they go to stage two, or they flee. Two, train racketeers. Listening time, 3 to 9 hours per week. These are the listeners who were not scared off in stage one, and now they will actively change the channel to find the show. They tend to listen out of morbid fascination. Several have interesting reactions at this stage. For example, if one is driving, they may have make a lane change without noticing. If they are alone, their eyebrows may go up, and they may mouth the word, wow, silently to no one. More than one has been known to squirt milk, or worse, Diet Pepsi, out of their noses. Level 3. Marketeers. These are people, marketeers, you'll see it. Listening time, 9 to 12 hours per week. Many listeners have come to appreciate a good train wreck and enjoy debates and how well liberty-oriented arguments stand up to scrutiny. These listeners enjoy and respond well to Mark, but are scared and confused by Ian. They're glad Mark is there to keep the anarchist in check. Number 4. Ping-pongers. Listening time, 12 to 18 hours a week. Listeners now pop between Ian and Mark on issue by issue, but they still tend to side with Mark. But they no longer think Ian should be committed. Sometime around this stage, amping is common. I like that part, because I'm really not to that stage yet. Free marketeers. Now, their listening time is all 18 hours if possible. Now listeners see the difference between principled libertarianism and pragmatic surrender. They associate themselves solidly with Ian's side and increasingly think about the FSP during odd times, like during the movies, dinner, or more awkwardly, sex. Level 6. The fire marketeers. Listeners think Mark is either lazy or a plant by socialist subversive groups. Either way, he's got to go. Symptoms of this stage usually center around serious attempts to out Mark as a homosexual, which, unfortunately, are taken as jokes. Level 7, Free Stater. The listener is now a member of the Free State Project, spreads the message of liberty to anyone willing to listen, but generally annoys his or her significant other. They will get ready to, or move, to New Hampshire. By this point, their extended family is making preparations for an intervention of some sort. Level 8, Translation. The listener, after fighting for years of freedom, becomes perfect in the eyes of the freedom gods. The listener is translated to heaven without death. Although this stage is theoretical at this point, I suggest you meet Russell Canning while you can. Where are you on the levels of corruption? I think it's very
That's
clever.
That's cute.
Yeah,
that
really
is a lot of thought into that.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote that? His name's Trent.
Very cool. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to another email, this one from Parker. He says, "Hey guys, there's something I've been thinking about that I wanted to throw your way. I'm committed to the principles of liberty, but I just have this nagging concern that if they don't address things like pollution or energy, or that they don't address things like pollution or energy use, if I own a plot of land that includes part of a river, do I have a right to dump crap in the water, which will flow downstream and onto others' property? For that matter, how do factory owners have the right to release smog into the air, which will blow onto others' land as well? If there's a way to keep these things isolated to the property that one owns, I would support it. But it seems like when dealing with a flowing river, the atmosphere, fault lines, or the aquifer, property lines are inadequate at containing occurrences there. Though I share Ian's contempt for collectivism, I wonder if it may have its place, since there's no way to control what happens under or above your property. If I dump toxic waste onto my property, it will affect people even off of my property as it seeps into the topsoil and contaminates the underground." And he goes on with some more questions, but just to address his existing ones, which are good ones. You know, what about dumping something in a river and it flowing downstream? What about polluting the air?
Well, if I live downstream from you and you dump something in the river and it flows downstream, you've effectively dumped stuff on my land.
You polluted your property.
Right, and at which point I have recourse against you, and you know, depending on what sort of libertarian world you live in, the courts would make a decision as to how much you've damaged me, and you know, anybody who's drinking water is damaged as a result of your dumping, you know, they would have recourse. You know, you can really harm people depending on what you dump
sure.
in the water, and
whether
that could be a lot of recourse.
Well, whether it's government courts or arbitrators, Either way, they're going to side on the in the favor of those who have had their lands polluted, because, again, in, at least in the arbitration world, I don't know about the government courts, because government can be influenced by those with the most political sway. But with arbitrators, they have to come up with reasonable results. They have to give come out with decisions that satisfy people. Otherwise, people won't bring their cases to them. So they will satisfy those who have had their land polluted, and therefore those companies will have to probably pay some restitution. If the companies have to pay restitution, that's going to make it so their products on the marketplace will increase in costs. Because, for instance, if they polluted a lot of people's property, and they've got, there's a lot of cleanup that needs to be done, that's a big, expensive job. And you know how companies are. They're going to pass those costs on to their consumers.
Right.
Which means that if they're, you know, manufacturing shampoo, and that means that their shampoo bottles go up 25 cents a bottle in order to recoup the money that they spent in restitution, that means that all the other brands of shampoo are going to be doing much better as far as their sales are concerned. So companies will have an incentive to make sure, in a more free market environment where there actually are restitutions being paid, companies will have an incentive to make sure that they're being safe, that they're not polluting, because they'll know that if they do pollute and they get caught for it down the line, then it's going to hurt their bottom line. Unlike today, where you have companies that are polluting and politically connected, so where they can just pollute and nobody can do anything about it.
You mentioned earlier in the show Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World. She makes an excellent point. She points out that the government is the biggest polluter, and she cites statistics and facts about, you know, how that's true. And I guess what I'm trying to say is the thought of that government, we need government to protect the environment, even though they're the biggest polluter, is just ludicrous.
You know, and the other thing is that people shouldn't be able to hide behind the shroud of corporations from their actions. You know, you said a company, you know, dumps, and therefore their shampoo costs more. But even if the company goes out of business, or it was just a startup or something like that, the person that did the dumping should not be free from whatever recourse is involved.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Their reputation should be damaged as well. And they should be, you know, if the company's out of money, then it should go into their personal savings.
They dump
as far
it.
As paying the restitution. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And as Julia pointed out, since the government is as I think Mary Ruart pointed out, that they're worse than the top four private polluters combined.
Wow.
The U.S. government is the worst. So let's just get rid of them, and they also have a lot of problems. Hour 3 is coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
It's a...